broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I was best friends with one of them, and the other one I had just gone to high school with.
Ooh, okay. She is the mother I never
Our
had.
Detectives requested the release of the weapon used in the commission of suicide.
Take your sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
He's huge.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch, and we go through the looking glass to go places other talk shows wish they could, want to, pray to, hope to someday when they get older and they get bigger and they get more grown up. Brother, we're the only ones that can get there for now, and we will take you there with us here every night on the Phil Hendry Show. And we are online as well at philhendryshow.com, and that is a good thing to know because while you listen, you can watch live streaming video right now of me. It's not the most pleasant view, but when we start performing the show, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. It's well worth it. philhendryshow.com. Merchandise store opening up this week. It's going to be a beautiful thing. If preliminary reports are accurate, the Ronnie Chasen murder may be solved soon. After they said the ballistics did not match, now they're saying that they do. There's going to be some explaining to do, I think. Not that they got to explain to Phil Hendry or even to you, but just to make things come out like sensible, Beverly Hills PD would do well to explain some things. Sarah Palin shot and skinned a caribou on a reality show, so she did actually shoot it. I mean, I watched the promo, but I didn't watch the show. I saw her drawing a bead on the beast. And did she do it just for ratings? Well, of course she did it for ratings. But is it the right thing to do for ratings? Plus, Oprah Winfrey addresses rumors that she's a lesbian. Marilyn Donnelly and Bobby Dooley both join us tonight to discuss not only the Oprah Winfrey story, but also the television show Glee, Bobby Dooley on in just a moment. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight on KTLK 1150 AM, our great Los Angeles flagship and affiliate, and WZAN 970 AM in Portland, Maine. And, of course, our website, philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. Today, sadly, was the anniversary of one of the most shocking events in American history, and gosh knows that we've had a lot of them, and that was the assassination of John Lennon in New York City outside the Dakota Apartments. Lennon had been a member of the Beatles, a revolutionary musical group from Great Britain. There had never been any kind of real successful British musical act, at least on an international scale, the way the Beatles eventually became. They became the number one rock and roll band in the world. They became not only a musical influence, but a cultural influence. They wore their hair differently. They dressed differently. And they influenced an entire generation of young people, not only musically, but culturally and politically, too, as Lennon himself and to some extent the other members of the Beatles got involved in politics and the philosophy of life, if you will. John Lennon was 40 years of age when he was shot by this man, Mark David Chapman, who was psychotic. And John Lennon is long remembered, obviously, as a slain poet, troubadour, and the voice of a generation. On the line with us is Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association this evening. And we're going to remember John Lennon and his music tonight. Bobby, although you have brought with you, and I know that you sent some things via MP3, correct?
Yes, I did, Phil. I sent a couple of songs to your production staff.
That we will use tonight?
Yes.
And one of them is music from the television program Glee, and it is the song by John Lennon, Imagine. And we also have, of course, John Lennon's great song, Imagine, as well. Let me get over and just kind of doing some of these things. Tell me significantly, Bobby, if you don't mind me asking, it's a thing that a man, you know, shouldn't ask a woman, but in this case, I think it's relevant. How old are you?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. So I'm 39.
You're 39. So you were a 19-year-old, 9 years old. I mean, you were a little girl when this happened.
Yes, I was, Phil. I do remember that my father and my older brother were watching the football game.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And that's when Howard Cosell came on and made the announcement that John Lennon had been killed. And it was, I remember my mom and dad both looking very shocked. I didn't know the significance of it. I had heard the Beatles a little bit as a little girl, but I didn't really listen to their music until much later in my life.
And what did you think of the Beatles?
Well, I thought the way most people think of the Beatles, that they're wonderful and their music is it's happy music, and it was you could tell why people of your generation were attracted to it. I think that it was a good foundation for music to come later. But I wanted to, tonight, Phil, do something a little bit different as we remember the music as we start really remembering the music of, and thinking about the music of today, we start with what John Lennon did. But I want to play the song Imagine, as done by the wonderful cast of Glee. And I want to ask my husband, Steve, if you can get the names of the young people.
Okay, I'm getting the people singing it.
We want to get the names of the young people singing the song here. And then we'll tell you what it is.
This is Glee?
I'm sorry?
Is this Glee?
Hold on for this. I wanted to stop. I'm sorry, so what did you say?
I simply asked, is this the cast of Glee?
Yes, it is the cast of Glee. I stopped the music because I don't want to have anyone talking, you know, while it's playing. And
okay, and I got the name here, Amber Riley.
Amber Riley, and she plays Mercedes Jones on the television show Glee.
No countries, it isn't hard to do.
It's lovely.
Nothing to kill or die.
I'm sorry, so what did you say?
Oh, I said that's lovely. She sings very, very nice.
Right. I really wanted your audience to hear it because we've heard John Lennon, and I wanted them to hear Amber, because you are right, she's got a beautiful voice, and if we can just listen to a minute uninterrupted.
I apologize. I didn't know. You want to hear a full minute? I didn't know we were going to do that.
If we could, Phil, I'd really appreciate it, uninterrupted, because I think when we talk over the music.
All right. Here is then Amber Riley and the song Imagine.
I think they should get a lot of credit, and that is also Kevin McHale, who plays Artie.
Beautiful it is. Very, very lovely. The kids did a great job on that.
Now, I know we also have the John Lennon version, and I want to play that to give you an idea on John Lennon's style of the song. And you can hear here, Phil, it's a much more dated.
I can't hear you. Can I?
Yeah.
Let me turn that off. I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley. I couldn't hear what you were saying. Say it again.
What I was saying was it's a much more dated sound. I apologize.
Okay.
You know, it just hard to pick up, and it never does. You know?
Imagine there's no heaven.
I want to ask a question here, Ms. Dooley. I was not allowed to speak over top of the Glee song, and I'm listening to you talking over top of John Lennon. So can we listen to John Lennon for a minute?
We certainly can, Phil, and I apologize. I didn't know that we were... I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
You're not hurting my feelings. I wanted to hear the Glee, and you said, could we not talk, and we didn't. Now can I hear John Lennon?
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
John Lennon, Phil, there's no question John Lennon was wonderful. He was wonderful. But I think you have to remember that what he did on record there, it's very old, and it sounds, and forgive me for saying this, but it's almost as if John Lennon knew he was going to die.
Why do you say that?
God forgive me, Phil, but it sounds as if John Lennon wrote his own funeral dirge with that song.
Don't you think on the anniversary of that poor man's death that we can say something perhaps a bit more positive about the very original? It was the original song.
Yes, it was the original song, and there's no question that John Lennon wrote that. But I think we also have to admit that, how do I say this? This song needed improvement, and I think Glee does that. I am not saying that John Lennon's song is not a good song. I am saying, I think, what most people would say, it's not a great song, but Glee makes it a great song. And when I listen to John Lennon, and let's just listen one more. When you listen to this song, it's as if John Lennon wakes up in the middle of the night and like Lincoln, goes into the room and sees people weeping around his coffin.
Imagine there's no heaven.
That's not what that song's about, you know.
Well, I don't know if you can really say, but listen to this song. It's as if Lincoln and Lennon stood there together. And he's talking to Lincoln. He's saying, well, at least we know we're not going to hell.
Above us, only sky.
You know, Mr. Andre, you know?
No, I don't know.
It's so sad and so... And it really drags, and it just... You know, I said, what do they say, Steve?
Very plodding.
It's very plodding. It's very plodding. So we celebrate John Lennon's life. We do observe this as a sad day. But we celebrate John Lennon's life by knowing that we do have people in the music world that can do better. And listen. Listen to them do better. My God. This is a lovely, lovely song, and it lifts John Lennon's funeral ballad to life.
Imagine there's no country.
This is a young woman that is coming up out of the grave, if you will.
It isn't hard to do.
Well, it sounds a little bit, Ms. Dooley. It sounds...
Excuse me, but you're talking...
I have to talk over the music. I'm sorry, because we have to take a break.
I understand. I'm sorry.
It sounds to me, Ms. Dooley, as if you are on right on the edge of insulting John Lennon's music at the that you're propping Glee.
No, that is not true.
Well, it sounds that way, ma'am.
No one in this world has higher regard for John Lennon than I. I'm simply saying that as John Lennon wrote a very funereal song, the young people of Glee have elevated it to almost just life-giving.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about John Lennon's, the passing of John Lennon. This is the anniversary, if you will, of this sad day in 1980 when John Lennon was murdered on the streets of New York. And we're playing here a song from Glee, Imagine, written by John Lennon, recorded by John Lennon. And I guess the question here is, do you think that Glee improves and elevates a John Lennon song that really was not that good? 877-876-PHIL is our number here. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And we'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
John Lennon and his music today, December the 8th, 2010, 30 years now. 30 years. I can't believe it has passed since John Lennon was assassinated on the streets of New York, outside of his home in New York City. In our country, John Lennon was murdered, and it's unfortunate because John Lennon was a big fan in New York City, and it was just weeks before that he had donated the money to the New York City Police Department so that every one of the police officers at that time in New York City would have bulletproof vests. So he adopted New York, and we're talking about his music here with Bobby Dooley. What I want to make clear here, Bobby, and our number 877-876-PHIL, do you agree with me that John Lennon was a consummate songwriter and performer and musician?
Also, I don't think there's any doubt. But I am saying that when we look at the music of John Lennon, and we look at something that has happened in our country, and I'm excited about it, and that is the television show Glee. Glee is every bit the phenomenon that the Beatles were, not the same way.
Well, come on. I mean, the Beatles, I just got done saying they were global.
Well, Glee is global, too, but it's not the same way. But I think it's interesting that John Lennon meet Glee. John Lennon, the legend, meet the evolving legend that is Glee. And again, if you listen to John Lennon, you listen to that. Listen to that. Are you hearing it, Phil?
I hear it, yes.
That's a die.
It's as if John Lennon is standing with Lincoln.
I know, and he sees his own... Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But you understand that I do not disrespect John Lennon. I love John Lennon. Listen to that sweet, wonderful man singing a beat.
No hell below us.
But poor John Lennon, he didn't have the technology, and I think, Steve, you made that point.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, he didn't have all the technology that they got it now.
Well, when you say technology, you mean recording?
Yes, the ability to record. Listen to Glee and listen to the beautiful... Glee has so much going for it. They have better technology. The musicians are better now. They are hitting all the...
Imagine there's no
country. The singing is better. Obviously, you must think the singing is better.
I won't argue with you that John Lennon's voice was... It was very unique. But I think that's, you know, no one's going to say that John Lennon was Pavarotti, but then he was John Lennon, and so he had a way of singing.
Well, do you think this song is better than the original or not?
Yes or no?
No, I don't. I've never thought that remakes are better, although I will say that Glee's done some remakes of songs that I think are better only because I didn't like the original. All right, can we turn that off now? Or?
We can, but, you know, you were talking over it, and we were trying to be respectful.
No, you were not, because I heard you talking over the John Lennon version of Imagine. 877-876-PHIL. I'm not saying you weren't trying to be respectful.
We were very much so, Phil.
But by the same token, you were talking over John Lennon's version, and you were constantly telling me that I should not talk over this particular version. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking, I guess, about John Lennon's version of Imagine. And the version recorded by Glee. Here is Ron in Tucson. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Ron, go ahead, please.
Hey, all I want to say is that there was not a scenario of dirge or anything. That song was a song of hope and what the world could be and what we could have. I think it was a song of hope and positivity. I'm sorry, Glee did wrote a beautiful.
Well,
they did a beautiful song.
You know,
but you know
mm-hmm,
what? It's an homage
mm-hmm
to Lennon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that... Are you a musician? Do you know anything about music?
Let's put it this way. In 40 years...
You hear this song? It's as if he is looking into his own crypt. You know? Do you hear it?
We hear it, Bobby, yes.
Well, I don't think how... Yes?
Still talking over the song, aren't you? In 40
I'm
years...
I'm trying to... Mm-hmm.
If Glee has the adulation and the popularity mm-hmm in 40 years mm-hmm that the Beatles mm-hmm and Lennon still do, then mm-hmm you can tell me that they're as big as the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. I'm 61 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just, you know, things are faster now. It doesn't take as long for things to become famous. I'm not saying this isn't a great song. I'm simply saying that Glee...
But I thought Glee is a piece of music, not just a great song.
Glee sort of embarrasses John Lennon, don't you think?
Why would you say that?
I don't mean embarrasses him from the standpoint of his greatness, but on this particular song.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Thank you, sir. We'll, I don't know whether we got another minute to go here in the hour or what.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL on this, the 30th anniversary of the death of John Lennon. We have Bobby Dooley on the line with us. We're talking about John Lennon's music. We've played Imagine by John Lennon. I guess that's his signature song. And you've also brought in Glee. And the point that you're making here, this being the anniversary of Mr. Lennon's death, is what? Is that his music provides a great foundation?
That really was the point I made at the beginning, that John Lennon's music, and really the music of the Beatles, provides a wonderful, wonderful foundation and launching point for the music of today. And so when you take Imagine by John Lennon and you listen to it in the context of its time, it's a good song, but then you listen to Glee and you are... I mean, for me, I'm just speaking for me, I'm sort of thankful that I'm alive today and that I can say, well, that's really more my music, because it is better.
And so in your own way, you are saying John Lennon was fine, but this doesn't compare to Glee.
No, I don't want to say that, Mr.
Sounds
silly.
Yeah, it would sound silly. I'm not saying that those young people are not great singers. I mean, they're fantastic. But there is an emotion and an emoting and a meaning to the song that John Lennon sings because he wrote it, because of the times that he wrote it in. We were in the middle of the Vietnam War, and there were 50,000 American soldiers who'd come home in body bags, and it was a very sad time.
Yes, I understand that, Phil, but I have to tell you, I was 9 years old when John Lennon was killed. It really didn't mean anything to me. I mean, the next day, if someone would have said, John Lennon died, I would have said, I don't know. I was a little girl. So his death is bad, but it's bad because I'm supposed to say that, you know?
No, I don't know. You're now an adult woman with children of your own, and you certainly can relate.
We can relate, Mr. Henry, but a lot of ways say, well, John Lennon's dead. Yeah, I know, that's really bad. And then we go home and go, I hope I said the right thing, you know?
Yeah, you sort of go home and hope you said the right thing.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, talking here about the generational differences in the view of John Lennon's music and then and now. Here is Julie listening on WTKK Boston. Go ahead, Julie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know how she could compare Glee to John Lennon. Because when John Lennon sang that song, he had such emotion in his voice and the way he did that song. And then you get Glee to say, yeah. Glee, they did a good job, but they had no emotion. They had no they have no experience of the stuff that John Lennon went through and seen as growing up.
Well, I don't know what you mean by emotion. I'm listening to a young black boy singing, and he's black. Okay. Is the caller there?
Yes.
The young man was singing, he's black?
So he's black. What about it?
Well, I think that he can. If you listen to...
All right, now, what are we doing here?
Would you please...
But that's the thing, though. Just because they can sing the song good doesn't mean that they have the emotion behind it. They have no emotion in their voice of how well the song is.
Oh, my God. Would the two of you please shut up?
Don't tell me to shut up, or my caller.
Don't tell me to shut up, woman.
I'm asking you to shut your mouth while we're listening to the song.
Hold on for a minute.
It's a great thing. I've already heard it once, and it wasn't that great.
It's not
compare anything to what John Lennon did.
They're not called the Glee. It's called the Glee cast.
All right, fine. We understand that.
I mean,
you know,
Ms.
Dooley...
What? Have I ever heard
that? Have you ever heard the phrase, singers are dime a dozen? Just because you can sing doesn't mean that you can sing a song with a complete emotion and captivate people with one single song, as John Lennon and the Beatles did time and time again.
Well, then let me ask you this,
like,
and I want you to answer me this.
That sing right. songs that they didn't even write.
Can
I bet
you
if Glee actually tried to write the music, it would suck.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'll take that bet. I would love to hear them write their own music. I bet you they'd be great. But listen to this song and tell me, doesn't this sound like he's turning to a Union soldier and saying, why are they
No, it sounds emotional. It's a very beautiful song, the way he did it. He did that song perfect.
Mr. Hendry, she's talking over your beloved John Lennon.
She's entitled to talk. We're not doing... Ms. Dooley, this is not a disc jockey show where we can't talk over the music. We're talking over the music because we're making points about the music. John Lennon's music was an original expression, and the song was so pivotal and iconic that...
You know, you use a lot of big words, and I don't think myself, and I certainly don't think that Julie understands when you say iconic.
Oh, sweetie, don't speak for me because I can understand probably a lot more than you can. Please do not speak for me.
Excuse me? So you know what these big words that Mr. Henry's using?
What big words?
Who cares about big words? The point is, Glee, yes, they can sing, but they did not sing it with the emotion that John Lennon had. I know tons of people that would hear John Lennon's music, and it would hit them deep in their soul compared to Glee. Yes, they've done a few songs over that were good, but not great.
Ms. Dooley, why are you messing around with that song? Why are you doing that?
So you can get a taste of it as we're talking.
So we can talk over it the way you don't want me to talk over the...
No, she's annoyed because she knows that Glee isn't that great, and she just wants to start an argument with people.
Wait a minute. Now you said something that I really have to respond to. Glee isn't that great. Listen to this.
Oh, come on, man. This is not an episode of Glee.
Don't think Glee isn't that great.
You,
listen to this.
I don't want to hear Glee, and we're not doing Glee. This is John Lennon's day, and we're talking about his music, Ms. Dooley, and if you cannot make a point, and I think that the point that you made originally, which was John Lennon created a foundation, I agree with that, but you can't remove a building block and put in another because, oh, well, in my opinion, it's better. You didn't know the times, and you didn't know the context for this music. You even said yourself, you had no idea who John Lennon was when he was shot. You were a little girl.
Well, Phil, did you know who Abraham Lincoln was when you were born? No. But do you care about it? Yes.
Oh. Well, she got you, Mr. Henry.
Oh, will you come on? She got me. I still would never put myself up against anybody who was alive during those days. I would never sit there and tell someone who was alive at the time of Abraham Lincoln, let me tell you how it was, man, because I was born 100 years later.
Well, I don't know what you just said there, because I was born 100 years later. Almost sounded retarded.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, thank you very much, Julie, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. And I will have that woman not use that term. I don't like it. Here is Roger in Hickory, North Carolina on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Roger. You're on with Bobby Dooley. I don't like the word retarded. I don't want you using it, please. Go ahead, Roger.
Okay. I'm not the biggest Lennon fan or the Beatles fan. I was alive when they first came out, and I can remember my sisters acting like idiots about them, but still saying that John Lennon was a great writer, and I'm afraid that the children that's on your show that you're so crazy about are actors, and have they, any of them, published any of their own original music?
Well, that's a very good question.
I'm saying if they were allowed to, I think they would take the top of your head clean off. But they're not allowed to because of the contract what they signed. You know,
in other words, this little girl that you got, you know, raving about, you know, sounds pretty much like another Britney Spears wannabe.
It's like, exactly. It's like the Musketeers.
I don't take that away from her, but how could you compare actors to the people that actually did it?
Well, because, first of all, their voice quality is superior. Second of all, their musicianship, the way they, I don't know what the term, but the way the, their voice quavers, it goes, how do you say it, Steve?
Like they quaver.
The voice quavers, they'll go, imagine, oh, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean, sir? Is the man there?
Yeah, Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yes.
So I'm asking you, do you know what I mean by voice quaver? When they go, imagine, oh, when they do that, I don't know what you call it.
So you,
John Lennon, does,
prefer,
John Lennon doesn't
sorry,
do that.
But
John Lennon doesn't do that.
Somebody singing nasally and breathily, trying, you know,
what?
Having a child trying to be
what?
Do a,
huh?
an adult
what?
Thing. And, uh-huh.
What?
What?
What are you talking about? I said, John Lennon goes, imagine there's no country. It's nice. It's pretty. But Lee goes, imagine. You know, they go, imagine. You know?
That's no, we don't part. Know what you mean, Ms. Dooley. Are you saying that they do more vocal acrobatics?
No, they're not vocal acrobatics, Mr. Hendry. They're not chimpanzees on a swing. They are singing beautifully.
Right, let's play the song so I know. I don't want to be accused of not listening to what you're saying.
Okay, here it is. Now listen to them. I'm going to talk over this. They go, in there, you know.
That's
oh, God.
That's,
yeah. All right, hold on for a second.
Imagine there's no country.
There, did you hear her go, no, like that? All right.
It is
now listen
hard.
To John Lennon. He doesn't do that.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. I'm trying to make a point here. Right here, go.
Imagine there's no heaven.
See, it's flat. That's what I'm trying to say, Roger. Imagine there's no heaven.
You're
you
right.
See what I mean?
There is a great difference, and the great difference is John's better.
Right. Exactly. He wrote the song. He knows what the song needs. He knows what the song is about. He gives it exactly the feeling because it's coming from him.
Right.
A man, a young man who came from England and fell in love with America, came to this country and became a part of it and is looking at the world at war and wants peace. This is all through his eyes, not through the eyes of admittedly talented, and they've probably gone through a lot in their lives, but young actors.
So, both of you men, I just want to ask.
What you might add to that?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask, I want to ask both you gentlemen. Are either one of you influenced by race?
Race?
Yes. Are you influenced by the fact that many of the actors on Glee are...
Let's just say shadowy.
Are a little in the shadows.
Are you talking about race?
Yes.
No! I'm not influenced by race.
That the Beatles were white.
Oh, but you know what, Bobby? I thank you, Roger, very much for your call tonight. Very well said. Our number is 877-876. Phil, I'm not going to play that. I'm not doing that dance with you, okay?
But I think, Phil, and I appreciate that, but, you know, and I won't press the point. I won't press the point. But let's be honest. Let's be honest. Let's break it down. The Beatles were four white boys. And what came after the Beatles was the deluge.
Yeah, remember when Marcel Proust said, after me, the deluge.
Marcel Proust said, after me, the deluge. Well, that's very literate. What's that got to do with the Beatles?
After the Beatles came the deluge.
Let's just say it was an awful lot of muddy water.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't...
877-876-PHIL. I don't think that's funny in the least. We'll be back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk about John Lennon's music, his legacy, and today's Glee phenomenon. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Sing it, Steve.
Imagine there's no world, world peace.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, on with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk about John Lennon, the anniversary of his passing. And it's turned into not quite the kind of discussion I wanted to have, Ms. Dooley, because I have great love and affection for John Lennon's music and the music of the Beatles, and I guess that's generational. I understand that. I'll give you that. But you've come on here tonight propping Glee.
No, Phil, I have not.
Yeah, well, you've almost turned this into a celebration of Glee and a put-down of John Lennon.
No, that is so unfair. I have not done that at all.
What do you call allowing me to talk over John Lennon's music, but I can't talk over Glee's music?
Because Glee's music is not that well-known. Because I want people to hear it. Listen, you would not even let me... Here, I'll talk over this music. This is Glee, and I'm talking over their music. So,
this one's for you, Artie.
Yeah, I want to go on record as saying this is Glee, and I am talking over their music. I'm basically, if this song is an infant, I am stabbing it repeatedly. And
would you stop, please?
No, I want you to I want to show you that I'm being fair. So if this song were an infant in a crib, I'm pouring scalding water on it right now.
Miss Dooley, I'm going to hang up on you in a minute.
Then I would ask you to please not talk during the song.
I have very limited... Turn that down. I have very limited time. I'm sorry, but I have to continue on with the show and to continue on with... our thoughts on John Lennon, not necessarily on Glee. 877-876-PHIL. But it is a sign of the times, I'll give you that we can't talk about John Lennon without talking about Glee, and that's probably as it should be. I think that's fine. Here is Larry in Jackson, Mississippi. Larry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I think Glee are great singers. They do a great job, but just like any other singer, it's their interpretation of a song. It's good, but it's not theirs. Now, you keep hearing about Glee's music, but Glee doesn't have any music they have copies of.
Well, I think what I'm saying really is, let's take the song and what they do technically with it. I did point out to the other gentleman that in singing the song Imagine, Glee went, Imagine,
Yeah, they did some vocal things that John Lennon didn't do. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's better.
Well, I don't know. You can hear this.
Could you turn that down?
I asked you, Mr. Hendry, if you'd shut your mouth while I'm playing that music, and you wouldn't do it.
I'm not going to do it, no. Anyway, thank you so much, Larry, and I agree with you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Sherwin on the Phil Hendry Show. Sherwin, go ahead. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening to you trying to compare John Lennon with Glee. Okay, let me say this here. When John Lennon made this song, he was talking about the trials and tribulations that America was going through. Now, you took this group, Glee, and you saying... They technology, now you got to understand, anybody with common sense would understand that the technology today is more high-tech than the technology of 40 years ago. Now, there's nothing wrong with Glee. I understand what you're saying. It sounds a little bit better. Technology is better. You weren't even born back then. How can you compare these two people? You didn't understand what John Lennon was trying to say. You said you were 9 years old when John Lennon got killed. So how can you compare what's happening with that man seeing the vision that he had compared to today? I don't even know what his belief is. I am black. John Lennon
You're
was
talking over their music. You're talking over their music.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's what everybody's saying. Everyone's saying, why don't they write something? And why don't they...
Mr. Hendry, you and your caller are talking over Glee's music. And
I don't care if I'm talking over their music. You were talking over John Lennon's music. And Glee has not written their own music. And Glee has not produced... They haven't done half the things that the Beatles or John Lennon have done.
But you have to admit, their song sounds better. Sherwin was going to admit that. And I think Sherwin's a little angry at himself that he knows Glee is better than John Lennon.
But what is your Sherwin? Point? This man is a legend. He's a legend.
Well, he may
be
a legend.
Cut the ice.
I think that when you listen to this, doesn't it just make you want to, why even get out of bed?
Oh, will you cut it out with that, please?
Isn't that right, Sherwin? Well, Sherwin wants to agree with
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to know something. Who is this person? Can you tell me who this lady is that you got on your show?
Because her name is Bobby. Bobby, you can you can tell the man yourself, Bobby.
Yes, my name is Bobby Dooley. I'm the president of Western States Homeowners Association, and I'm a very big Glee fan. But I also like John Lennon, and I know today is the anniversary of what happened to him.
Let me see if I can do this slowly to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to do it very slow. I'm gonna say this very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Would you stop the music
down for 1 minute, please?
Please, yes.
Very slow. I just want to do this slow.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand. Here was a bunch of kids come from. They were from overseas. They came over here. They seen everything that America was going through at that time. And they was putting it on record. This man was so creative. He put this
Where
on
were they
record.
From?
Now
Where were they
here
from?
Today. Somebody else, Glee, made a record that this man made, and you want to compare the technology. Yes, we grant you, the technology today is very high tech, and a lot of things happened today.
Did they come over on an airplane or on a ship? I don't know how long ago it was. Because if it was on a ship, then I grant you.